Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I apologize that the Maamar Kemes were done. They were actually done pretty early this week. But unfortunately, the machine is broken downstairs. We sent it to Michael via email, and he's now achroy to send it out.
Sure.
So all the pressure is on
Put
Michael.
On
That's all we like to do here.
Let me
So, Baruch Hashem.
Did they tell you that machine was broken?
No. I showed up to find it here, to my delight.
You sure it's broken?
Oh, yeah. It says they're waiting an attendant to come fix it or something. I pressed every button there, and then I don't want to break anything, so I just stopped. But either way, everybody said it's good to be back, Baruch Hashem. We had a little break for Yom Tov, but it's good to always be back and learn, Baruch Hashem. I want to thank all those that were mishtatef in the very beautiful pre-Pesach gift. Thank you very much. Very heartwarming and much appreciated. I want to wish a very special mazal tov to David Bertal's entire family on a bris this past week on Thursday of an Einikol. May they see much nachas from all the Einikol and from all of the children. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishma Shapsi Leib Ben Meir. I want to talk about a sugya that we often struggle about finding time to talk about this topic, because in Chutz Laaretz it's only relevant on Yom Tov, and then when Yom Tov comes around, there's other Yom Tov things to talk about, so we never talk about it. So we, Baruch Hashem, if you're wondering why we're not talking about Svira, the answer is we've discussed it in the past, Baruch Hashem. If you think we didn't discuss Svira, please go to Yito, you can check. We've gone through a lot of the Gishmak sugyas. There's still good sugyas to talk about, but we're going to take a little break and talk a little bit about Duchening.
Right? You remember?
I'm just saying, I don't want anyone to think did we forget that this Pesach, did we forget the Svir now to talk about? The answer is Baruch Hashem. We spoke at length about Svir in different settings, and I want to talk about something even a little different. So over Pesach, Baruch Hashem, for us Chutz Laaretz Niks, we had the opportunity and the pleasure to do some Duchening. Now the closest time we'll get to Duchening again is Shavuos. This is like the smallest span we have between interim Duchenings and is between Pesach and Shavuos. So I figure let's talk a little bit about Hilchas Duchening.
Because we never...
Well, all right, unless you go to the Sfarad Shishuls, and by Elson Queens, we spoke about this, all the Sfarad Shishuls, you can get it all the time. But I want to talk about some in Yonim. Again, there's a lot to talk about. If you're a Kohen, there's even more things to talk about. But even for us Yisraelim, I want to talk about some of the kudas about Duchening that I think are interesting. So we'll start off with the beginning. Is a Zara allowed to Duchen? Is Duchening only for Kehanim? So everyone says, of course. What type of shir is this? Is Zara Duchen? In first grade, they told you Kehanim are the only ones who are allowed to Duchen. Yes.
Let me make a copy and just WhatsApp it.
It would be no problem. I kind of need them.
No, just for one second. Sure. Just take a picture.
So we have to... it was on the email. The email didn't go through.
The email, I can't get it up here.
I'm just saying. But in any case, so why is it that we are so assuming that Duchening is Mesiachas to Kehanim? Because everyone knows that only the Kehanim Duchen, right? So the answer is, where does that come from? And what would happen if Azor decides to Duchen? And we'll see how this actually connects to a controversy that we've discussed about it in the past, about parents blessing their children either on Friday night or at Chasanos, about that, how that connects to this whole sugya. So let's start from the beginning. So where does Duchening first appear in the Chumash? It appears in Parshas Nosev, Eidaber Hashem al Moshe Lema. So here you're going to have to really trust me in everything that I'm saying here. Usually I give you the papers, you can cross-reference and double-check me here, and Munah Shlema. Okay, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lema. Hashem said to Moshe, Daber al Aaron v'el Bonav Lema. Speak to Aaron and his children, saying, Koy Sivorchu es B'nei Yisrael. Like so, you should bless the Jewish people. Amor lahem, say to them. And then he gives us the text of Bichas Kehanim. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha yor Hashem panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yishem lecha shalom. We're all familiar with these psukim. We all know them by heart. V'samu es shmi al b'nei son. I want you to place my name on the Jewish people. V'ani yivarechem, and I will bless them. Obviously, the blessings don't come from the Kehanim. They come from Hashem. The Kehanim are merely the shliach to give over the message, the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai. So obviously, in the psukim, it's pretty clear that the Kehanim are the ones that are supposed to give out the brachas. It doesn't say anywhere that no one else can. Right? We'll see that there's a possibility that maybe for a Kohen it's a Choyva, for the rest of us maybe it's like a Rishus. But we have over here, the psukim obviously are referring to the Kehanim.
Oh,
what?
The Kehanim are blessing the people.
Correct.
Okay,
we're going to talk about that, actually. We're going to talk about it. It's one of the problems. If everyone is blessing everyone, then there has to be two sides over here. There has to be the givers and the receivers. We'll talk about that, actually. That might be one of the problems with the Zohar who wants to Duchen. So let's take a look. So,
what would it be different than if you only have Kohanim?
That's right. That's also a big sugya. If you have an Ir Shekula Kohanim, you have a Shul, which is full of Kohanim. So we have so in the Gemara, we have a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Chav Dal Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Iboy Luhu. The Gemara wants to know, Mahu la'alois min nesias kapayim liyuchsin. Can you assume if someone duchens, that automatically means he has yichus? The yichus is a big deal. Not the yichus in the shidduchim, that's a more, whatever that is. But I mean, real yichus of someone's a... Right, a Kohen Miuchas, right? Someone, you want to know if he's really a Kohen. And we'll talk more about this, actually. Someone just told me there's a big story that just broke in Lakewood a few days ago. A whole mice with a guy who was a Kohen who wanted to marry a Giyoris and a whole fight. Was he really a Kohen? He's not a real Kohen. So do we really know who really anyone is today for the Kohen? No one carries ID. Well, actually, there's an unbelievable halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if you walk into shul and you want a duch and you say, I'm a Kohen, the Mechaber says, we don't believe you. Prove it. Now, how do you prove that?
Well, if your name is Kaz, then maybe.
Good, you might be able to take DNA testing and things like that today, but we'll talk about it. So the Gemara wants to know, can we use yichos based on duchening? So the Gemara says like this, Tiboy leman da omen malin mitrum al yichos, and tiboy leman da omen malin mitrum al yichos. Tiboy leman da omen malin, when do we say that we can prove yichos? Hani mili truma. That's only if some, I mean, if I see a guy eating truma, and I go over to him and say, why are you eating truma? Kohen. So that's worth something. Why? Because if he's not a kohen, he's getting an aveira. So no one's that crazy that they're willing to do an aveira just to say that they are something that they're not. But says the Gemara, Avon Nesias Kapayim, this is the kicker. Avon Nesias Kapayim, the Isser Asay Loi. But maybe what's duchening? I see a guy go up to duchening on Yom Tov. I say, oh, you must be a kohen. He's like, no, I'm not really a kohen, but like, what do I have to lose over here? I'm not going to get the death penalty. But what am I violating, says the Gemara? Isser Asay. So the Gemara clearly seems to be saying that there is some aveira involved when the Zaman was not a Kohen Duchen. What is he over? He's over in Isser Asay. Now, we don't go around being over Asays for no reason, but it clearly from the Gemara that someone who would Duchen, when he's not supposed to, he'd be violating a mitzvah Asay. What's the Asay? Says Rashi, number three. Says Rashi, Koy Sivorchu. It says in the Chumash, like so you should bless the Jewish people. Atem v'loy zorim. Again, it does not say this clearly in the Chumash. But says Rashi, understanding the Gemara, since the Gemara says that you should bless the Jewish people, we derive it's an exclusion, you and no one else. Atem v'loy zarim, v'lav habo mechlal asay, asay.
By the way, everyone, if you look on your WhatsApps, everyone should have the Mara Mekonis.
Okay, thank you, Michael. So
you can be over on asay.
Correct. So here it's, that's what it means, v'lav habo mechlal asay asay, meaning when the Torah says, I only want it this way, so if I do it the opposite way, I'm going against it. So according to the Gemara over here, if a czar, a non-kohen, would get up and duchen on Yom Tov, he would be violating an asay. Okay. Now, it's a serious... No, that's a...
Not duchening per se, but doing what you're not supposed to do is not a separate law.
So what you're asking is a very good question, which I was hoping not to get involved in tonight, is why is it not like Bal Tosef? If I want to make up a mitzvah, we can't just go around making up mitzvahs. We know, we discuss this a lot. Bal Tosef, it's a prohibition. So why is this not a case of Bal Tosef? Because I decide I want to, I mean, the Torah says this is for Kehanim, and I decide I want to make it for Yisrael.
No, that's not Bal Tosef.
Why is it not Bal Tosef?
Bal Tosef is you put in extra on the same mitzvah.
So we've discussed many times about the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim pointed out that there's two types of Bal Tosef. There's one Bal Tosef, you pull something out of thin here. And there's a Bal Tosef, you take a mitzvah and add on to it.
Right.
The problem is Rashi says the same type of Bal Tosef in both places.
Right.
We mentioned that in the past. But there is a possibility that Bal Tosef means I have a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Duchening is for Kehanim. I increase it to include Zarim. So it is a good question. They do talk about this a little bit.
And that would be a Bracha L'Vatol.
Oh, we'll get to that also. That's what we're going to come back to in a few minutes. The Bracha L'Vatol issue. But, yeah. That what? The question was that I'm saying we're allowed to give each other brachas. The question is what's considered. We're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. The idea of giving each other brachas. What wording we're allowed to use? What wording we're not allowed to use?
So how do we do this on Friday?
Good. So if you remember, Michael, we had this share many months ago.
No,
we talked about it here. We talked about giving our children brachas Friday night. We will go through a little bit of the sugya, but I want to go over a different angle this year than we've done in the past. Very good. Fantastic, right? That's great. Another kohen. Right? We don't appreciate what it means to get a bracha from a kohen. It's not a small thing. Yeah, right.
We don't know the
Very good. So we're going to see Bli Neder at some point. Hopefully by then the machine will be working. That there's a moridik chiddush from the marshal. Do you have any kohanim here in the room? Okay, no. Baruch Hashem. So no one will get insulted. But there's a moridik marshal. The marshal writes a chiddush. The marshal writes that we don't know any kohanim today. There is no yichus of kayanim. Everything's mavul. Everything's one big mishkababul. No one's trusted to be a kohen. Now that's a very strong statement.
I thought if the name is Kaz, then because Kanei Shluchei.
Yeah, I'm saying we have certain kabbalas of Rappaport. We have these types of things. But at the end of the day, Zogt Marshal, your average kohen that walks in the shul. So we'll see the Chazanish doesn't like that. But we'll come back to all these topics. Now what we need so far is this Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that what? That when your zor would duchen, he's mevatel, all these oivers and asay. Okay, now again, that's something. But you think it would be something much more severe. Like David's bothered with it, it should be a bigger crime. But a crime it is. That much we get out of it. But we got to look at another Gemara, a very fascinating Gemara, number 4. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Says the Gemara, Om Reb Yoisi. Reb Yoisi says about himself, my entire life, he says, Le Ra'u Kairiz Beisi Imre Chaluki, V'om Reb Yoisi. Now, this is the part I want. Miyomai Lo Yavarti Al Divri Chaveri. I never went against anything my friend said. He's talking about, this is a good friend. This is the Gemara over there in Shabbos where all the compliments that they seemingly give about themselves, about the way they live their life. So what does he say about himself? I know I'm not a kohen, but if my friend would tell me, I'd go up. Now you read this Gemara, it's like, what a pushover. It's like the epitome of a pushover, right? The epitome of a pushover is a guy who knows he's not a kohen. His friend tells him, go duchen. He's like, okay, sure, no problem. The Gemara sounds like it's a compliment. He's not chas v'shalom a pushover. He was such a loving person. If his friend would say something to him, he would do whatever his friend asks. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says, I know I'm not a kain, but if my friend would look at me and give me the nod and say, listen, it's time for duchening, sure, I'm up there with everyone else. What's the obvious problem? It's aser.
Yeah.
It's an iser. What do you mean? You're such a nice guy, you don't want to say no to your friend. So therefore you're going to be over an iser? So Frek Tais is right on the page number 5. Frek Tais is, lo yoda l'ri. The Ri says, I don't know. Says Tosfos, I don't know what really is so bad if a Zohar chooses to duchen. I mean, he's trying to explain the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi said, if my friends would ask me to go up, I'd go up. Says Tosfos, you know why? Because what's so bad if a Zohar goes up to duchen? So we know he's over in Aseh. Tosfos didn't know that. That's a bomb kasha. So we'll see all the terutzim. There's about 4 answers about how did Tosfos not know a Gemara that we just quoted 2 minutes ago. Very good. But look at the end of Tosfos. Says Tosfos...
Also, wasn't the Pasuk said straight out, Kosev Orchu was talking to the Kohen?
Yeah, but the Gemara never says clearly that Kosev Orchu is how we know it. Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when a Zohar Duchen, he's over in Isra Aseh. Rashi says, where's the Aseh? It's from the word Kosev Orchu. It's from the words, right, Kosev Orchu, Atem Velo Zohar. Right. But it's not a Mefurish Gemara. Now, we'll see. I don't want to give away the whole answer, but there might be another Gersa in this Gemara. That's always a good way out. There might be another Girsa. If there's another Girsa, this whole conversation is somewhat irrelevant. But we're not going to go like that. We're going to go like Tosfos.
Is
Duchening
considered with the bracha or just...
So that's what we're going to get to right now. So it says, Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos says, I don't know why every Zohar doesn't Duchen. Says Tosfos, lo yada ri. The ri doesn't know. Ma isa yesh bizar oila. What is so bad if a Zohar Duchens? Im loy mishum bracha levatala. If not, you have a bracha levatala issue. Right, okay, that's a good point. We'll come back to that. Now, here Rabbi says it's got to be a little careful how you learn this Tosfos. Says Tosfos, the only downside can possibly come out of a Zohar Duchens is what? Brochel Vatol. Why? Because the Kehanim were the ones who were told by Hashem to bless the Jewish people. How do you learn Tosfos? What's the Brochel Vatol that Tosfos is referring to? So what do most people think it's referring to?
Sure.
The Brocha Asher Kedushonim Mitzvayisivitivonu. Not necessarily is that what Tosfos means. Because first of all, we know that you can make a bracha on something that you're not obligated in. We discussed this at length Sunday morning. Women in Mitzvah Seh Shaz Magrama.
There's a difference between not obligated and you can't do it.
Okay, did the Torah say you can't, or did the Torah said that I want the Kohanim to do it, and everyone else is Rishos?
That means Dafka the Kohanim, Vlad Bichlala, Aseh.
But again, if you follow your logic, so why are women allowed to do Mitzvah Seh Shaz Magramas? I mean, the Torah said men have to do mitzvahs, and the Torah said women don't have to do mitzvahs. But if they want to, they can still make a bracha. So the Noi Debi Yehuda, I didn't put it on the page, but the Noi Debi, there's a whole tshuva where he has 2 ways. It's a mitzvah, so say yes. Now, in that mitzvah, you make a bracha before you do it, and then you say Hashem's name. Where do you say Hashem's name? Yivarech Hashem, Yar Hashem, right? You say Hashem's name. So what was Tosfos bothered about? Was he bothered about the bracha before you do the duchening? Or was Tosfos worried about the saying Hashem's name? Now, each pshat, you can ask a kashya. So if you're worried about saying Hashem's name, I'm going to ask Pesukim of the Torah. And if you're worried about the bracha, the kashya is, but why is a zohar any different than a lady who makes a bracha on a mitzvah shas man groma? Again, what's so wrong? If you tell me now that the Torah commanded kayanim, and zohrim were not commanded but are allowed to, so why can't we make a bracha? So we'll see. I actually was amazed. I was learning Rav Moshe Feinstein. They printed a sefer from Rabbi Fischelis, Drushas of Rav Moshe Feinstein on Chumash, Kol Rum. It's a fascinating sefer. And on Parshas Kedosh, Rav Moshe asked this kasha. He brings it into something in the parasha. I was like, wow, that's a sign from heaven for something. That Rav Moshe Mamish asked this kasha. For Rav Moshe, why is a zohar making a bracha, Asher Kedushanu, B'Kedushas Yishalaron, any different than a lady making a bracha on a mitzvah Yishman and Grama?
Because he's not a Kedushas.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Whether there's no, whether they're not allowed. whether the chiyuv is only for men or whether it's also for women, but they were
okay.
Exempted.
Right, so that's what Moshe basically answers. But Moshe says that over here, the Torah said, you Zarim are not as holy as those Kohanim. He compares it to a goy, which we spoke about. Right? There's three categories. There's men, women, then there's goy. Says Rav Moshe, a zar duchening is like a goy trying to make a bracha. Why can't a goy make a bracha? We said a goy is allowed to do mitzvahs. But you're so mufka, you're so removed from this area, you can't make a bracha. That's not what Rav Moshe says in the Sefer on this week's parasha. But we'll come back to all of these svaras in a bit. But what do we have so far in Tosfos? We have an unbelievable Tosfos, where Tosfos seems to be saying he does not see what is so bad about a goy duchening. Now, Rabbi said there's a very practical nafkamina over here. Taisvi says there's an issue of bracha vatala. What happens if the zar doesn't make the bracha? He goes up to this five other kohanim. He just sips the, you know, he fakes it, and then he goes yivarech Hashem. So if the problem is the bracha, it's easily fixable. If the problem is yivarech Hashem, so again, it's possible for the kohen to go up there and say nothing, but that's not really duchening.
So
yeah.
Is he over anything if he doesn't?
According to Taisvi, it sounds like not. This Taisvi sounds like in Ksubis that if a kohen would get up, not make any bracha, just stand up there with his hands spread out, which we'll talk more about the spreading of the hands thing. Right, so that's true. Again, but the same thing is saying Vitzivonu.
No, it's not.
Why is that not?
It's the same. I'm imbued with the Kedusha of Aaron.
And the same Vitzivonu is
true.
But again, but Vitzivonu is not true either.
So you get out of Vitzivonu. We know how to get out of
it.
When we
so
get
you
out
get
of
out of
Kedusha
of Aaron. So again, that's what Moshe is there. If Moshe is saying that you do not have any connection to this Kedusha that was given only specifically to this group. That's basically what he writes.
You have to have Kedusha in order to...
Right, that's what he's saying. You have to be part of... Even though you have to question the same thing with women, but that's something to think about. So we'll leave off Tyson for a second now. Yeah.
No.
Is that meant to the question is, why can non-Kohanim bless it?
We're going to talk about that. That's where we're going to work our way. Eventually, when we finish this part, we're going to talk about, so can a regular Yisrael say to his children, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, which is the common practice on Friday night, right? Or at a wedding, or at special events? Or no, that's only for the Kohanim. We're not allowed to say it. We'd have to say something different. We'd have to say, you know, good luck. You know,
obviously, that's only in context of Duchening.
But what makes Duchening Duchening? We'll talk about this. Your mom is right. What makes something Duchening? When it's done in shul? It's done in the middle of davening.
Okay, what's the davening? Is it the hand?
Oh, very good. So we're going to see all of these svaras are all going to be discussed. We're going to get to all of these issues are going to be discussed, and they'll have halachic ramifications.
Is there an issur, somebody, you're getting a leah Monday, Thursday, Kayin, and I say, yeah. And I get the bracha, the first bracha.
Right, and you're not really a kohen. Technically, no. There's a din of the kiddush that we learn from the Gemara that the kohen has first rights, but you didn't do anything terribly wrong.
So I'll tell you a funny story.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
By the way, you keep getting aliyah before Levi, Yisrael.
Again, this whole din of the kiddush is just a question of priority. It's not any isurim involved.
So I had a friend that was in Eretz Yisrael. He was an Eva. He's a shtick guy. And he was there, and they said, okay, we need a kohen for an aliyah. So he says, okay, I'll be a kohen for the minute. He goes in and takes the aliyah, and then they need somebody to duchen. Oh, the kohen, come over here. Yeah, you know what? I'm no longer
a kohen. Wow. That's a great maaser. That's why I'm like the sugi over here. My lil yichsin. When we see you doing something that looks like a kohen, do we assume that you really are a kohen? So normally we do, right? That same guy that goes up to duchen, we assume he's a kohen. So the Gemara is mechalik between truma and duchen.
Now, they were saying the aliyahs for $50
when we
become a kohen.
After you see this Tosfos in Shabbos, so now your mind should be very confused. Tosfos is saying what? There's nothing so bad about a zar duchening except for the brachas issue, which is easily fixable if he doesn't make brachas. In fact, all the Acharonim, what? Did Tosfos not know a Gemara in Maseches Ksubos? We learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, you're even bitter, say. What do you mean, it's not so bad? Tosfos makes it sound like from the Gemara that it's not the end of the world. And that's why Rabbi Yossi was a good guy. The fact that Rabbi Yossi would, instead of saying no to his friends, he went to Duchen is not a negative thing about Rabbi Yossi, but rather it's complimentary. What do you mean complimentary? He was even asay. That's not a complimentary behavior.
If you do an asay without making a bracha over it, have you done the asay? You pick up a little bit of esrog and you don't make a bracha.
So over there, that's a kiyum asay. Here, he violated an asay. Here, the Torah says, but it's backwards.
But making the bracha is what makes it the asay, right? That's the act of the
essay.
You didn't make the bracha.
That's so the pashtus is the bracha and the mitzvah are two independent parts. Usually the bracha is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the duchening.
What's the mitzvah of the duchening?
So here the mitzvah is that kohanim should duchen, and if kohanim should duchen, everyone else shouldn't. That's the way the Rashi learns the Gemara. So if anyone else duchens, they're violating. This, anyone, well, that's what we got to figure out. Anyone who recites, so the Tosfos says there's nothing wrong with a kohanim trying to, a czar trying to bless fellow Jews, unless it's a bracha issue. Unless he makes the bracha, Hashem Kedushanu. So therefore, we're saying right now that's easily fixable. Don't say the bracha.
Is that the same thing by truma? Is there a lot in the Torah
being
it, or just
that? So the takisru, and that's what the Gemara says. If a zori it's truma, it's chayiv.
I'm saying, on what basis is there a lot?
Yes. It's chayiv mitzvah de shemayim.
There's a possibility.
Yes. Everyone remembers when we learned the third parak of Ksubis. Mm-hmm. That was a while back. We spent a lot of time on this. That zori eating truma. Right, that's a serious mitzvah de shemayim. That is in the Chumash. That's in the Chumash.
Would he be over, like, at the end of the day, I think, maybe I'm wrong, everyone's supposed to be blessed by the Karnim. You cause somebody not to be blessed by a kohen. Is that a problem?
It's not blessed by the kohen.
Yeah, you are.
Who's not blessed by it? You yourself?
The people.
No, there's other people here.
What do you mean?
You're assuming that you're the only kohen here.
Right.
That's what we're going to talk about.
If one you're the only kohen, you get up and bless him. I'm supposed to be blessed from
so
the
kohen. So one of the answers we'll see in the Achrayim are maybe there are other people up in the podium. Maybe you're not the only guy.
You're not the only one blessed.
You're not getting blessed?
Kohanim plus you.
Again, there's five other Kohanim.
The
and your dream was to be a Kohen. So you go up there. Now there's six people up there.
That's easy. But then you're not the only Kohen.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What are you doing wrong? If you didn't do it, they still wouldn't
have been. No.
But you're causing it because they also have a mitzvah to be blessed from the Kohanim?
So that's a big shiloh we'll talk about also. Is there a mitzvah of the Yisraelim to get blessed? Or just a mitzvah of the Kohanim to give the blessing?
I thought it was that we should also get blessed. That's why, what's the name, from South Falls, we always used to run to get blessed by the Svartim.
I don't know if that's why.
What?
That's probably not true. I think he did it because he wanted a chance to get brachas.
Right.
We'll see, there is a Sefer HaCharedim at the Be'er Halacha quotes, and we'll prove it in the sheets.
I can't remember his name again.
Rebellion Bear. Yeah.
Fachfogel, he used to wait for in the summer that all the Svartim used to come up.
Yeah, again.
He used to run to get
I don't think that's because he was worried about Bittul Asay. I think it's because he wanted the brachas. I also want the brachas.
A lot of people that come from Eretz Yisrael,
they do that also. So let's take a look at some of the HaCharedim over here. Let's take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. First and foremost, the Pnei Yeshua, number six. Says the Pnei Yeshua, he says, V'temu'ol of Rabbim, many people are bothered with the kasha. Eichish tamtisei l'ri bal ha-toisviz, sugya arucha d'hochav nitchul yasha. How could the Ri and Taisviz in Shabbos forget a Gemara in Ksubis? We have a Gemara Mufureshes in Ksubis that says that a Zohu dochens oiva ba'aseh. And Taisviz comes over him in Sacha Shabbos and says, yeah, there's nothing really so bad if a Zohu dochens. Says the Pnei Yeshua Chiddush. It's not really kasha. Why? The Al Korchach says in Pnei Yeshua, "Hod Darshin and Kois Tavorch of Leil Zarim, Haynu BeBeis HaBechira Dafka." It's a big chiddush. Says in Pnei Yeshua that din of Kois Tavorch was only the Beis Hamikdash, limited to the Beis Hamikdash. He says, "Why? Because that pasuk is really talking about in the Beis Hamikdash." Because over there, when they used the dochen, they used to use the real name. Not what we use today, Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, they would use the real name. So if you have no right saying the real name, then you can't say the real name. So this has to be a big topic, which I decided not to get into. Is there a halachic status between the Duchening today and the Duchening Bizman HaMikdash? Big discussion. Right. So he's saying that today is much different than it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Avol Begvulin the less long krah, he says, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is obviously where we're all doing this, then there's really no biblical problem. Then he says that the lesson al so shape hikshiri. That was the Ri's question. Ma isu yesh bizar. What's so bad for a zar? The lo yele kairi b'tayra. It should only be like he's reading from the Torah. He's only saying psukim. But what's he saying so bad? So Bishlam in the Beis Hamikdash, when he would say Hashem's name, Yud Kiva, he would be using Shem Amafayrish. Wow, that's that you need to have permission to say. But now the Kohanim today, when they're duchen in our shuls, they're just repeating the psukim of Parashas Noso. Right, so that we discussed. That we definitely discussed more recently. That's a great question. This is one of the biggest chedushim in Ashkenazic minhagim, besides for maybe adding kidneys into the mix, is why we don't duchen outside Eretz Yisrael. It's a pella. And we pointed this out in the shir when we did this. There were gedolim, mainly the Gra and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who tried to change it.
And every time they changed, something went wrong.
And they took it as a sign from heaven, just forget it. Just leave it. But it's a great kasha. Everyone struggles and everyone... So we mentioned there are many pshatim in the Rishonim where this minhag and when this minhag started, but it is one of the more harder minhagim because you have to remember, we're taking away from Klal Yisrael the opportunity to receive a great blessing. It's like a kasha. Besides for the mitzvah of God, the mitzvah is a good point. You know how many brachas we're losing out on because every day we don't have the opportunity to do it? It's like one of those real shver sugyas.
They don't put only the Sardi minion, every minion has has everyone have, and by the way, every Ashkenazi runs to get into that minyan to get the bracha.
Does that okay. So we?
Every minyan.
So may, Michael, we discussed on one of the podcasts. We discussed should a kohen do that? It's not so pashut.
When they keep dochening yeah. every minyan.
No, no. It's not so pashut if a kohen here in America. Let's say you have an Ashkenazi kohen. I discussed this on the podcast. I had the shayla from somebody. Let's say you're a kohen who lives here, and you live here in New York. You're an American. And there are Sephardim, and you end up in a Sephardi minyan. Should you duchen? It's not a pashut hashayla.
Really?
It's very not simple, in my opinion, what you should do. Because on one hand, Sephardim are supposed to duchen. On the other hand, but you're not. So when you come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar, as that we already pointed out, most achrayim were makbid to try to go to Sephardi minyanim. When, because since they are supposed to duchen, and there are people here that do duchen, so it's a good shidduch. But if you're an Ashkenazi guy living in America, your minig is not the duchen. Just because the Sephardim now live here next to you, not so posh. So you got to take a listen to what we came out with, because I just don't remember. Okay, either way. So the Pnei Yeshua says the following chiddush. That's why I record things. I can always look back and listen to what I said, because unfortunately I don't remember so much. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, pshat in the Gemara is like this. When the Gemara says, you're over ba'asei, that's bizman ha-beis ha-migdash. But when there's no base of Mikdash, it's really not the end of the world. It's talking not the end of the world.
What's not the end of the world?
Tadochen.
How about Kneva Stas? Do people think they're getting a bracha from a bona fide?
No, maybe you are.
Maybe
you can still give up. You're assuming that I don't have a kayak to give a bracha, or I'm not mechayev to give a bracha.
You're not allowed to give a bracha.
No, not according to Taisus. Taisus, I don't see any downside if a czar wants to dochen.
Not even a downside?
That's what Taisus said, right? Except for maybe the bracha issue. So you got to get around the bracha issue. So it sounds like that Taisus is assuming.
So a czar is just as good as a kohen in terms of giving a bracha.
Meaning he's like a non-obligated version of a kohen. So again, go back to Golda Mutzav Avoyse topic, but says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what he thinks the pshat is. So it comes out, according to the Pnei Yeshua, if a czar, Taisus is back in business. Today, there's no Beis HaMikdash. That Gemara was Bizman Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash today. So there's really nothing so bad, says Taisus, if a czar wants to duch. That's the Pnei Yeshua's text. Okay, let's take a look in the Hafla. The Hafla comes up with a more creative answer, right? The Hafla number 7, he says, the Mashikosav kan isra say, hu dafka im kaihana machir. He says what everyone would have not, what the opposite of what you all would have thought. He says it's only also when you're with other kaihanim. He learns, when is it also for a zar to duchim? When he's not the only person.
If he is, he can.
But when he's by himself, then it's not also.
It's now, just
that,
the opposite.
That is the exact opposite of everyone would have thought, right?
What about if there's no
okay, good.
Only, what if there's no kohanim at all? One guy goes up, though.
That's what you're saying. Right, so according to the Hafla, the is saying like this, if there's other kohanim and I jump on board, that's when I'm over base. But if there's no other kohanim in the room and I say, you know what, I'm going to fill in for a kohanim. Right? We're not going to get to this most likely, but this is a very negedic halacha. So let's talk about it. So it's Kedai. I'm sure everyone probably heard this before. In my shul, we have a shortage of Levim. We have a shortage of Kehanim also. We have a lot of Yisraelim, but we need Kehanim and Levim for Yom Tovim. So we don't have usually a Levi on Yom Tov. So who washes the Kohen's hands?
A Bechor.
So Mishnah Berurah brings down that a Bechor is supposed to wash. He's next in command, right? Now, even though Avada, no one's going to start saying that he's a Levi. Right? He's not a Levi, but there's certain times that there's a certain hierarchy that if you can't do it this way, then you do it this way. So here, Zokta Hafla. If there's no one else, and this guy decides, you know what, I'm going to go up. You know, take one for the team. Then he's not Oive Base. That's the way that flow learns. So let's explain why.
So when the Reed did this, his friends weren't calling him, telling him to go there, or they were just regular Zarim telling him?
Yeah, again, you'll have to figure out which pshat you want to put into the Gemara. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi's friends were telling him when there was no Beis HaMikdash, that we want you to go up and duch. And so he figured, you know what, why not?
It's a nice question.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll talk about it. We'll see. So we're gonna see. There's a Taisus Rush like that. Taisus Rush. That's a legitimate reason. Taisus Rush says. Taisus Rush says it doesn't really mean that he would have went up. He meant he was that type of guy that when you ask him for things, he said yes. Not this specific case of Mamish, this example. But, you know, he's one of those guys that if you need $1 million, you go to him for a loan, he'll give it to you, right? One of those good friends you can count on in times of need. We'll see that shot from the Taisus Rush, which takes out everything from the entire sugya, which is why I put it all the way later on. Okay, so let's take a look at the Hafla first. Says the Hafla, the Mashakasav kan Isra sehu, dafko im kohana macheru. It's only when there's other kohanim. Who the linis daiti pashut the kemoi de ika asay lo kohanim levarches Yisrael hachenami ika mitzvah asay li Yisrael is baruch mina kohanim. This is what we were discussing a few minutes ago. Right? The Hafla is saying a svara that just like the kohen has a mitzvah to give blessings, we have a mitzvah to receive blessings. which means that I have to make it my business to be there to make sure there's a minyan, that there could be duchening, that I can receive a bracha. Says the Hafala. Now, he doesn't tell us where he gets it from, meaning it sounds like it's his own chiddush. It's already brought down in the Sefer HaChidim.
So let's say I davened already, but they're short a minyan, but they have a kohen there. Am I mechuyev to then go join them so they could have duchening?
Well, that's a question. Well, there's a technical problem there. What happened to the minyan before? It fell apart.
Yeah.
Number 10 was outside. The guy took a call.
Exactly.
Right, because there's a lot of shayles like this.
Right.
But you don't realize it's taken out so
posh. Then you can do the
thing. No. Once you leave. No. See, it's interesting.
Yeah.
That's something I wanted to talk about. It's unlike, let's say, when you start, you can finish.
Right.
It's considered a new entity. And if you lose in the middle, you can't start duchening.
You need a
No, the coin is with star for the minyan.
So am I mechuyev? Am I mechuyev? I davened already. Am I mechuyev to help them out?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not too sure you're mechuyev. Again, you're definitely helping them. You're helping them do their mitzvah. You're helping them do their mitzvah. So let's see what he says. So he says, "V'chei matzino b'chol mokim avagav de b'toyre einim mefurish atzivay ella aasei v'hamitzvah al shneim." He says the mitzvah is stuck on both of them. He brings an interesting raya and biyavim v'yavama. It says yavama yavay aleha. So you think the mitzvah is only on him? No, Zokta, the mitzvah is on her also. Either Torah never talks about her. She's more like the recipient, but she's also part of it. She's also a chelek of the mitzvah. She also has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to do yibum to her, and she has a mitzvah to receive yibum. Now it's a bigger chiddush by yibum because yibum is done even by karcha. Yibum, she is bechlal not involved at all on any conscious level. But she's.
Why didn't you give the example of kedushin? You know, out superior of a river.
It's not so poshut that she has a mitzvah by kedushin.
No, but I'm saying that she's an enabler, we learned.
Yeah, that's part of the sugya. Whenever someone is misayel l'mitzvah, that's the counter-argument. Some poskim say, no, there is no mitzvah for the Yisraelim. The Yisraelim are misayel the kohen to do the mitzvah. A kohen can't duch if there's no one for him to bless. Just like a guy can't get married if there's no women for him to marry. Exactly.
So I know it's a shal if the whole minyan's kohen. Is it the same thing apply if the whole minyan's kohen, but there's a levium there also?
No, so then you have the Levim. There'll be Mavarach the Levim.
Is that's what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Kehanim is only, again, even though they all come from Shevet Levi, right. Kehanim are on the top. Everyone is under them. So as I say, we didn't get to the main part. It says the Aflah. Shuv Matzos B'Sefer Charedim. Okay, he acknowledges it comes to Sefer Charedim. Shekasav Kein Shosei Nami Al Yisrael Lizbarach. So first of all, this is something interesting for all of us to know. That when we receive a bracha, we're not just getting a bracha for free. We're actually doing a mitzvah. We as Jews have a mitzvah. So that would be example. Let's say you have a minyan. And there's no kohen. So most people say, great, well, we've done shul 10 minutes earlier. That's not exactly the right attitude. First of all, you want the bracha, A. And B, you have a mitzvah to get blessed. So you got to go, we do this in our shul, we got to track down people who live next door, across the street, and we ask them to come. Granted, the shita sataisus and saita, that ikud duchlin deraisa is with two kohen, not just one. So we try to find two, which is always fun. But say most people say, listen, I'm a putter. I have no mitzvah to duchen. No, you do have a mitzvah to duchen. You have an assay of receiving a bracha.
Yeah, but didn't you discuss, I think, on the podcast, if they duchen the ready, are they mechuyev to come again?
They're not mechuyev. They could. They're not mechuyev. So the guy can say, no, I'm not interested. Especially if he just drink half a bottle of wine at his Yom Tov meal. He's like, I'm not coming to duchen by you guys. But he doesn't have to, but he could. Taisus holds two kahanims deraisa.
One
is not deraisa, no. That's why in our show we try to get two. We don't always.
I mean, it doesn't work out very well with Pnei Yeshua's learning of the
Tosfos. Well, yeah, it's a whole different, that's a different Tosfos. But Tosfos has raya is that you need to, no. So we discussed that here right before, you were here, Jake? You're back already? We talked about if he drinks grape juice. If he drinks grape juice, what do you do then? So we do this with a kohen in our shul. He wants to do, he dabbles at a first minyan, then he goes home, then he comes to us, and he wants to make kiddush. He doesn't want to go hungry. So we said he can drink grape juice. But if he wants to have a geshmaka yom tov meal and have a nice bottle of wine, he will not be allowed to duchen meals unless he drinks the wine slowly or the wine is
light.
Even light, it's pashtus.
I thought if we discuss if it's less than 4%.
No, that's not going to be a fish. That's not going to help necessarily for shasu yain. Shasu yain is anything that's called yain. It might be a bigger problem. Yes.
If there's only one,
you don't say kohanim. Right. I want to get to that also. Right.
You say coin?
You don't say anything. You skip it. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. We'll talk about that also one day. That's another thing I want to get to. All these little nuances. And the last thing I want to get to is one of my favorite topics to talk about is that third Ribbono Shel Olam that we say during
the Yiratzen.
The Yiratzen. We talked about it here once?
Yeah.
That's right. That's correct. You're not supposed to say that Yiratzen. We talked about it here.
Okay. Once.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's a very geschmack topic. Believe me, we got to get to that topic. But okay, so let's get moving over here. So zok the hafla. So how do we answer anything? We talked a lot, but we didn't answer any questions yet. Zok the hafla, that what? That there's an asay for Yisrael to get blessed. So what? Zok the hafla geschmack. When the Zohar goes up with other Kehanim, Einim is Baruch from the Kehanim. He is not receiving a bracha from the Kehanim. Over here we're talking about when there's other Kehanim. There's no problem with bracha v'atala. Why? The Efshim is Manashas, Echem Revarach L'kul. Maybe in the times of the Gemara, there was talk only one bracha. One of the Kehanim made the bracha and everyone else just listened. Says the hafla, elam shem menias mitzvahs asay teinim is barich min hakehanim ponim kineged ponim. Unbelievable. Says the hafla, you know what a zohar is doing wrong when he gets up to duchen? He's excluding himself from his own bracha. He's not getting blessed. So most of us will say, well, that's his problem. Says the hafla, no, that's an asay. When a kohen loses out on a bracha, when a zohar misses an opportunity to get a bracha, he's being mevatel on asay. That's right. Why not?
Because if there were no other
Kohanim,
then there would be no
bracha
anyway.
No, that's his point. Says
that flaw. That's how he
knows. Right, that's why it's only in that case. That's exactly that flaw's Kiddush. Therefore, says that flaw, Lufiza, Yesh Lutarit, Devi Ataisis Bishabbos, De Kavanosom, De Mari Be'emes, Im Kehanim Acherim, De Kaasei. When there are other Kehanim. So now, if I would have stayed in the crowd, I would have received the blessing. I decided to jump up with the Kehanim. Now I lost an opportunity to get a bracha. But if there be no other Kehanim here anyways, I would have lost an opportunity, unless I could have found another coin, which we discussed before. Not, you could, you don't have to.
No, so I'm saying in this case, he went to an early minion, and he played.
That's right,
Yisrael,
right.
And then he goes to your minion.
Right, so according to the Hafla, right, so according to the Hafla, if he already got one asay, and a chrami, according to this, Hafla comes out the other way. Let's say this guy already got duchening in the first minion, and now he comes to the second minion, he wants to be the stand-in coin. So now he's not doing anything wrong. So kitzur, that's what comes out according to the Hafla. Okay, let's see one more mahalach, and this is the opposite of the hafla. Says the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, he says, "Va'al divrei ha-toisvus koshali." Says the Ramah, the toisvus is hard to understand. Da isa beheje b'ksubis, the zar ha-noises kap of oive ba'asei. V'efshu deri loikah ma'el kesho'il im kaihanam acherim. Says the Ramah, the exact opposite of the hafla. Says the Ramah, you know when it's usher for a zar to dochen? That's when he's going up with other kaihanam. That's when it's usher. Ava levad, but if he goes by himself, I'm sorry, the reed that said it's okay for a zar to go up, that's when he's going up with other kehanim. But if he's going up by himself, that's when it's
awesome. I also feel that he's belittling the kehanim
let's just get this out for a second. What's the svar for this Ramah? The Ramah is the opposite of the Hafla. The Hafla came up with a cheshb, that if I'm going up with other kehanim, which means I lost an opportunity to get a bracha, that's the asay. First of all, it means he's arguing on Rashi. It's not about Kosev Aruch. It's a different drasha. But according to the Hafla, if there's other Kehanim, that means I lost out on getting a bracha. But if there's no other Kehanim, so I wouldn't have gotten a bracha anyways, then there's nothing wrong with me going up to the front. Says the Ramah, the exact opposite. Says the Ramah, when is it Aser? It's only Aser, what? When you're going up by yourself. But when there's other Kehanim present, then it's not Aser. So it sounds like there's some svara of, well, there's other people here anyways, what am I adding, what am I doing? But this is very negeya. Because according to the Ramah, if let's say, for example, you always wanted to know how it feels to be a kohen. You always are like, how does it feel to be up there? So you start listening, there's five other people here anyways, no, I'll be number six. So according to the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, it sounds like it's not so bad.
But have you bavatel your own bracha? You're not getting a bracha.
Well, again, he's not going with that flaw.
I'm saying that flaw, but, right. But he has to answer that.
Right, right. So he's not answering. So the chayv of the assumption is he doesn't hold to this aflaw's chiddush. The problem is a lot of places can do hold to the aflaw's chiddush.
Or he feels, you know what? That's the way you want it.
Right, it's your loss. Right. Oh, that's another kasha. We'll get to that. Why is he not getting it? Maybe he's getting it still. We'll talk about that. But Akoponim, if we stop here, which we have to because we got to try to catch Meir, we're not convinced yet what is so bad, under what circumstances is it so bad if a zohar would choose to duchen. According to the Ramah, if you tag along with other Kehanim, you're not doing anything wrong. According to the Hafla, that's the worst. Right, so you have to deal with the Brach. So we'll come back to that Blina the next week. But according to the Hafla, it's the exact opposite. So we'll have to see next week how this all plays out, halach l'maisa, and then we'll see how it applies to giving brachas at other times and other situations. Not clear from the Gemara. Very good, everyone. Thank you.